I'm visiting with Norm Davey with Helier Ag, and we are here at the ARA Conference and Expo taking place in New Orleans. And Norm, first of all, I think you've got a kind of a big announcement to make, and we want to talk about that. What is this new alliance that you are going to be announcing here?
Thanks, Chuck. Yes, we're very happy to announce that we're starting this new strategic alliance to promote soil health in the state of Georgia. We're actually aligning with R.W. Griffin, and we're going to partner with them and their family of companies to drive soil health in Georgia and North Florida. And, you know, R.W. Griffin is one of the largest fertilizer retailers in Georgia, and we're pretty excited about working with them to drive that market forward with our Phycoterra technology.
Yeah, let's talk about that for just a minute. I've just been learning myself, so looking at the fact that actually tomorrow is it International Soil Health Day?
That's right.
So very timely topic to talk about protecting the soil or ways to better have healthy soil on your farm when you're, and what does that all mean? So the kind of products that you've developed, what is it that it does that helps the soil?
Absolutely. So our technology is something that's new in a sense that what we're doing is most products today in the market are feeding plants and are plant nutrient type technologies. Our technology is more about the soil and feeding the soil microbiome. So we're a food source that was derived from nature. We actually extracted it from soil, and it's a terrestrial microalgae, and that is the most bottom ring on the food chain when it comes to feeding soil microbiome. So soil has, you know, in 1 gram of soil, you'll have 1 billion bacteria and you'll have 1 million fungi. And you'll also have 100,000 different strains of microalgae. Microalgae is a natural food source for your soil microbiome. And what we do is we have identified a specific strain of microalgae that's a superfood for the soil, and we've taken that and we manufacture it at our facilities in Gilbert, Arizona, and we produce it at a large scale, high quality control. Then we pasteurize it, and then we put it in a jug and we ship it out or a tote or bulk to customers for them to be able to apply to their soils in concert with other technologies, whether it's starter fertilizers or dry fertilizer, impregnation, or even through irrigation systems. And that helps to really stimulate that soil and drive up soil health, which in the end we see aggregation happening where the soil structure is changing because the microbiome is growing actively. And then the result of that is we see better water use efficiency, so it's holding more water. In some cases, in heavy soils, we see that it's actually creating more perforation and filtration of water. And then also we get the nutrient efficiency benefit too. By aggregating the soil, the nutrients are held up longer. The roots then have the opportunity to pick up that water and that nutrient. At the end of the day, we get much higher yields, better quality crops.
I heard the term today, regenerative agriculture. Maybe you could tell me what that means, because that's essentially what we're talking about here, right?
It sure is. So regenerative agriculture is used by a number of different folks. I mean, there's you have folks that say, well, it's all about organic production, or it's all about, you know, this or that. For us at Helier, regenerative agriculture is really about soil health and what we can do to help to rebuild soil. Soil degradation on a global scale is really alarming, quite frankly. We're losing every year due to soil erosion, massive amounts of topsoil. Just in the United States alone, we lose somewhere in the area of 2.5 tons of topsoil per acre every year. And you think about what that means in size and scale, you would fill enough semi-tractor trucks that would circle the planet Earth at the equator 7 times is the amount of soil that we lose every year due to erosion. And we can help with this technology and other technologies in concert with this to regenerate and bring soil health back and really try and hold what soil we have left, topsoil, here in the U.S. and around the world.
So the agreement that you're doing with Griffin in Georgia, do you foresee more of those opportunities down the road?
Oh, absolutely. So it's the first of many to come. So, you know, hats off to Griffin and his team there at R.W. Griffin. We moved very quickly with this agreement and moving very fast in the marketplace introducing this technology. But we have a number of other partners that we're having detailed conversations now with, and hope to make many, many more announcements like this over the course. And not just in the United States. We're working in about 12 different countries right now in the same capacity as we get registration for this new technology in many other countries. We're now registered in Canada. We're registered in Germany, in the UK. We have a number of projects going on in South America and Central America as well. So it's Australia, big projects going on there. So lots of really exciting things happening.
So is it a broad number of crops that you can use your products on then?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the cool thing about what we're doing with Ficaterra is we're treating soil, and it's a soil nutrient. So if you're using soil to grow crops and there's any stress on that soil, any degradation that's happened, opportunity to you know, activate the soil microbiome that's there, you're going to have a positive impact on that crop. And that's why we see it happening in permanent crops. We see it happening in annuals, broad acre, specialty, you know, vegetables, fruits, nuts, trees. It's all needs soil and healthy soil to produce great crops. And that's why we have such a broad reach.
Well, you mentioned other countries besides the United States here. So obviously you're targeting kind of like essentially a global market with these products.
Absolutely. No, that. So we know that on a global scale, not just in the U.S., soil health is a very, very top of mind right now. When we think about how much we have to produce on a global scale to match up to demand as we increase in some of the projections of 9 billion people by 2050, and you know, we're going to need to produce 70% more than we do today, that's going to happen with a lot of different companies and technologies that are going to have to work together to get to that number. And we feel that, you know, our first portfolio of technology that we're going with, soil health, microbiome food, is going to help us to be part of that solution. And then we have a whole other wave of technology that's coming behind this in our pipeline that folks are working really hard at in our labs and greenhouses in Arizona that will be another new wave that will help in soil health on a global scale with not only the food for the microbiome, but some exciting new technology that will work in concert with it.
Well, it's just fascinating to hear about this product and what it can do, and in the world that we live in, how much it's needed. So really look forward to keeping in touch with Healy A. Norm. And thank you for visiting with me here and explaining a little bit about this and what you guys are doing. It's fascinating. We are here at the Ag Retailers Association Conference and Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.